Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. And I have the pleasure of having a special guest in the studio this morning. Glenda Cunard is here. She's the organist and music director at the Grace Lutheran Church in Ormond Beach, Florida. Welcome, Glenda.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today.
I love the city. It's beautiful. Well, People are so nice.
People are so nice. Well, we do our best for everyone.
You do a great job.
Well, you are doing a great job in lots of different ways here. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing here since you've arrived.
I'm here on a volunteer program with this Good Lutheran Church. I'm here with my husband, George, and my friend, Judy Bacon, and we're all members of Grace Lutheran Church. Various volunteers come here to Sitka, and they've been doing this, I think, for maybe 25, 28 years, I understand. They come either for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, to 4 weeks, we tell people about the history of the church, the history of the organ, all about how the Finnish people got here at the church. I play the organ, so I tell them about the historic Kessler pipe organ. It was made in Estonia and brought over on a ship, all self-contained, first pipe organ on this side of the Pacific. This is the first Lutheran church on this side. They came over with the Russians. It was the Finnish people. And, of course, across the street from us is the Orthodox. The Russian Orthodox Church was extremely ornate, beautiful church. And then the Sitka Lutheran Church, which is very plain and simple. Mm-hmm. So the difference in the two cultures you can see right away in the church.
Sure. So you'll be playing some organ.
I'll be playing every day at noon for about a half an hour straight. And then as people come in from the passengers, from the ships, I show them the organ and ask them if they'd like to play it. So far, only the men have sit down.
I was going to ask how many takers you get.
I've had four or five, but they've all been men.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you suppose that is?
They're very interested in the mechanics of the organ. Uh-huh. Sometimes they'll get down on their hands and knees to see how the bellows work, and they're fascinated with the fact that it's all self-contained. Mm-hmm. That organ was in the fire here.
Right.
That they had, I think, what was it, 1995 it was restored. The cabinet was destroyed, and the cabinet is new, but they were able to clean all the pipes on the inside, and it's all restored to the original. Mm-hmm. It has five different sounds, from very, very soft, a flute, to a very large sound. And the organ is it's just perfect for the sound for that particular church, for that size, because the church sanctuary is very small, mm-hmm. Small compared to some of them. And so it's got a really beautiful tone. And to think that it was brought over here in 1846.
That's fabulous.
Yes, yeah, so it's still working. That's their pride and joy there.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. that was a mechanical organ at the time, is that correct?
Was it a tracker.
A tracker?
A tracker.
And how was the air provided into the...
Well, they pumped it.
Okay. Did the organist do that?
Yeah. Somebody else would get down there and pump it. That's the way most of the tracker organs, mm-hmm. it's the ones I've played before, and they, had to pump, I suppose, similar to the old organs that Grandma had, that you pump the foot mm-hmm. pedals and the air comes mm-hmm. up and... Yeah, so it's been electrified for quite some time.
Sounds like you've played a lot of different instruments.
Mostly keyboard.
Okay.
I did play guitar and harp, but it causes my fingers to kind of get locked up mm-hmm. in my older age. Mm-hmm. I get trigger fingers, so I've really just dedicated myself to the piano and to the organ.
So what kind of organ do you play at the church in Florida?
It's not a pipe organ, but it's a very, very good organ. It's full keyboard, and it's an AGO specification. That's American Guild of Organists. Mm-hmm. And so the specifications are the same as it would be if you played it in a pipe organ in Europe or wherever. And so this is just one keyboard here at Sitka Lutheran.
One manual.
One manual. Right. Thank you. And The interesting thing, if you've not seen it, is the white keys are black, and where the black keys are, they're white. And I'm thinking that it was probably economics, because it'd be less white. I mean, the keys would be, the sharps and flats would be less ivory. And I'm not really sure the, what, the, I think the black keys would probably be ebony then, or maybe teak wood. I'm not sure with a, what the top one is, but.
So for your concert, it's today at noon.
What
do you have? What are you planning on playing
well,
today?
Well, I play some of the Bach preludes and fugues. I do some of Haydn's little flute clocks. I play some of the more popular classics, such as Jesu Joy of Mind's Desiring by Bach, Canon in D by Bach, Pachelbel, Jubilation by Haydn. And then sometimes I play some hymn variations, such as A Mighty Fortress or whatever. So
do you take requests?
I'm not really by ear, but if I have the music, yes.
So you brought a book with you?
I brought lots of things with me because I wasn't real sure what to bring. So I just made up folders, and I have this, you know, this is Bach, and this is whatever, and then this is the more popular classical, and so I just kind of go by feel.
So how did you prepare for this trip? You've never been here before.
No. I heard about it through my friend Judy Bacon, who is with it. She and her husband were here 3 years ago as volunteers. And I said, oh, Judy, I wish you had known. I would love to come up there and play that organ and do that. I mean, help volunteer. So I wrote to, emailed Mr. Brandt, who is in charge of all of, Harvey Brandt, in charge of all the volunteers. And then there's kind of a waiting list. It's amazing that people want to spend their own money to come here and do that. But Mr. Brandt, he provides an apartment in the bottom of his home and a car. So that's our gift for, you know, to get back and forth to do all the work there that we need to do. And it's work, you know. We clean the bathrooms, we greet people, we put the signs out. I play the organ, and my husband sells the popcorn. My friend Judy tells him about all the relics and the history of the church in the sanctuary.
Wow, it's a full
and
service
operation. Yeah, I mean, two people could do it, but three's easier.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how do you like selling popcorn?
Well, my husband's been doing, so I'm not good at salesman. I probably say, you don't want this popcorn, do you? No, he's been doing real well. When the smaller ships come in, we don't, you know, take it out, the popcorn machine out. But it's been fun. We also sell jelly, little pins, and we have a box there if somebody wants to support the church. You know.
Oh, super.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, Karen Bratz will be playing the noon recitals. Yeah. I've been playing here since June 1. I guess she's been here several years. Mm-hmm. She's very much in love with Sitka and this organ. And so that will, I'm sure she's very good. I've never met her, only just talked through emails. But also, a great thing is for this church is the Houston Boys Choir that is here in town on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're going to be singing some pieces of music at the Sunday morning worship service at 10:30. Ah. So public's invited if they want to come and hear the Boys Choir. I don't know how much they'll be singing. Mm-hmm. I'm not really part of that program.
Now, will you be accompanying them at all?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think they're all, you know, have everybody with them. We'll have them there. I will be accompanying Karen. She's going to be playing the flute.
Oh.
So we have a really nice church service that we've planned. The pastor hasn't told me exactly how it's going to be, but I think it's going to be primarily music.
Okay.
So
that's coming up. That's at 10:30 this Sunday.
10:30 this Sunday. Yeah, and everybody's invited to come. Here's some really good music.
Well, super. Well, and you're invited to come back anytime. I hope you enjoy your.
Oh,
your,
it's been wonderful.
Time
we
here
just
and
have
you're
loved
able to come
it.
Back.
Yes, it's just lived up to everything that we heard about Sitka, Alaska. And once I told people I was coming to Sitka, they say, oh, I was there on this cruise ship 5 years ago. Oh, I was just there. I didn't realize so many of my friends in Indianapolis, where I was born and raised, and in the Ormond Beach area, had been to a cruise ship, and they had been to Sitka.
Oh, super.
So that was kind of neat.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We've been speaking with Glenda Cunard. She's the organist and music director at Great Lutheran Church in Ormond Beach, Florida, here to volunteer and to play concerts at the Lutheran Church. There's one today at noon, and will be through the 20th of June. So thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you.